Birds of a Feather, written by Tricia Stringer and read by Casey Withers. Eve Monk would never forget where she was and what she was doing the day she got the call to say her husband had been killed. She'd been packing the car, the bright orange Torona she and Rex had bought just after they were married. It was 16 years old, and Rex had bought several cars since, but she loved the Torana. All that morning she'd been loading it with as many of the boys' things as she could fit, along with a few items of her own. She'd gone back inside to get the washing basket from the laundry. It was full of dirty clothes, but they were mostly school uniforms, and the boys would need them. The phone was ringing at the other end of the house. She hesitated, not wanting to answer, but she always worried it would be the school. There had been plenty of calls from both her son's teachers over the last 2 years. No doubt after today, those calls would become frequent again, but it couldn't be helped. "Eve!" a voice bellowed at her down the line. "Spyro?" Her heart skipped a beat at the sound of her friend and business partner's voice. The trawlers had only gone out the previous night for the first fish of the season. She wasn't expecting them back for a few days. She glanced at the sky through the big kitchen window. There was no sign of bad weather. "What's up?" She tried to keep the panic from her voice. She wasn't ready to face Rex. She'd hoped to have time to talk to the boys, explain why they were leaving their father, and settle them into their alternate accommodation before he returned.
"Eve,"
Spyro said again, this time more a moan, followed by a shuddering sob.
"Eve, I'm so sorry."
"Why? What's happened?"
"There's been an accident."
"Are you all right?"
"Yes."
"The boat?"
"It's fine. It's... Eve, it's Rex."
"Rex?" But Rex was invincible, always escaping harm, although often creating it for others.
"We had some trouble with the winch and it fell. Eve, I'm so sorry. Rex was under it. The full force hit him on the head. There was nothing we could do."
Eve sagged to the stool beside the kitchen bench. "Are you telling me..."
"He's dead, Eve."
"Rex is dead?" The anger that had fueled her mad packing spree all morning trickled from her, as if she were a sieve full of holes, leaving behind tiny grains of sorrow bumping against the numbness inside her.
"We're over the other side of the gulf. The police are coming."
Spyro's voice went on and on, but Eve could only hear the loud rushing sound in her head. Then Spyro was saying her name again.
"Eve, they're here. I have to go. I'll call you back soon."
"Okay."
"Should I phone Pam? You shouldn't be alone."
"I'll be okay." She ended the call and hung the phone back on the hook, then reached for it again. She'd have to call Rex's parents. Their only son. Their pride and joy. They'd be inconsolable. She put the phone back. Not yet. She had to give herself a moment.